The Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Good morning, I'm Emma Duxbury. Roadworkers who were fixing potholes are among at least six people missing after the collapse of a major bridge in the US city of Baltimore. A stricken cargo ship slammed into a centre pylon in the early hours of the morning yesterday, causing it to fall into the water below. President Joe Biden says the ship's crew had radioed for help moments before the disaster.
Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation that they had lost control of their vessel. As a result, local authorities were able to close the bridge to traffic before the bridge was struck, which undoubtedly saved lives.
Em, stick around. We want to hear more read this Baltimore Bridge.
Yeah.
You know, it broke last night, pardon the pun, but the story is shipping container, lost power, being piloted through the harbour, hits pylon, bridge falls.
Mm-hmm. So there was a tugboat taking it out, is that correct?
No, so I, from what we understand, and again, there's reports coming in everywhere as they sort of keep investigating, but the cargo ship was fully loaded, had just left port, was on its way out, lost power and obviously steering and hit one of the centre pylons. And the bridge is over 2Ks long. So the benefit, I guess, or the good thing is the ship knew that it was losing power, had radioed port authorities to say, help us, we can't steer.
Yeah.
They'd managed to stop traffic from going onto the bridge.
Oh, so there was basically already cars on there.
Well, no, so I think they got most of the cars off. The people that are missing were port workers fixing potholes on the roadway.
Oh, my God.
And obviously they were potentially in the middle of it, 2Ks worth of bridge. They didn't have a chance to get off.
Because there is close-up footage of the cars actually on the bridge going into the water. Em, I didn't realise, and I don't think you can really tell seeing the footage from so far away, just the scale of the bridge if it's 2 kilometres long.
Yeah. It's huge. It was a huge bridge,
So how long are they saying between when they knew that they didn't have power and when the ship hit, was it a matter of minutes?
Not sure. So that's sort of obviously forming part of the investigation this morning is when did the ship find out it was, you know, had no direction? How long before port authorities managed to stop traffic, and how long were road workers even notified that this was happening, or did it all just sort of happen?
And the other thing is too, I mean, the footage this morning is from the Coast Guards flying overhead, but at the moment, as far as the workers on the bridge are concerned, six people missing.
Mm-hmm. So that's it's a minimum of six. They're not 100% sure.
Okay.
So sonar has apparently detected cars on the bottom of the bay. Mm. They're just obviously trying to work out how many people were in those cars, whether people had managed to vacate them before it happened. They're saying minimum of six, which I'm assuming, and again, assumptions, were the number of road workers there. Anybody on top of that, it was potentially in the cars.
Sad to hear that a body has been pulled from the water.
Yeah.
Of course, more people missing at this stage.
Five unaccounted for, and from all reports, they are the construction workers that were on the bridge repairing potholes.
Some audio that's just come through is from the police. If you want to have a listen, this was the moment.
Porthole traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
213 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Start is whoever, everybody. The whole bridge just collapsed.
10-4 dispatch is direct.
That's correct.
Do we know if all traffic was stopped?
I can't get to the other side, so the bridge is down.
How confronting, how scary for those workers on the bridge.
A 2 kilometre bridge.
Oh my God.
It's massive.
It's extraordinary. That ship has a history of issues, by the way, side note, as reported.
You
so
know,
I don't think
the
it's the first time there's been engine trouble on that ship.
You immediately think that if, because the ship lost power and couldn't steer, could that happen here in our harbour?
Well, yeah, I guess it can happen anywhere. To any kind of ship, can't it?
But I don't think they enter the harbour without being...
Well, there's only certain cruise ships that can go into that harbour, isn't there?
We don't have cargo in the harbour.
No.
Really confronting.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.